morning. Welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news on the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Agatha, Darkhold Diaries, or Agatha All Along, or Coven?
Yeah, was there another one that was like
House
Book of something?
House of Harkness.
Yeah, this show's had a lot of names. Maybe the most names a show's had.
Well, I thought it was like I was gonna go with the most recent one, but then I was like, what does IMDb say? So apart from Plop. Apart from Plop kept under wraps, they also, it's called Agatha All Along on IMDb.
That's very
funny. I wonder
funny.
What it's called on the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone confused.
No one, well, fair enough. Very reasonably, nobody knows what the show
is
called.
Hey, what phase is it in?
Six?
Is it?
When's it coming out?
When did phase five begin?
Phase five begins
Quantumania.
Quantumania.
Yeah.
When did phase four end?
Phase four ends with...
Black Panther, what kind of forever? No.
Yeah.
Or does it end with Quantumania?
No.
It starts with the Marvels?
No, it starts with Quantumania.
In Guardians of the Galaxy 3, that was part of phase now.
Five.
Phase five.
Not the end of phase four. Like it probably should have been.
Yes, yeah. What the hell was it? So the end of phase four was Wakanda Forever. That's insane.
Yeah.
That movie didn't really feel like an ending.
No, because you got to remember, the movies...
Baby
Wakanda.
The theme of phase four was passing of the torch and also holes.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
Wakanda Forever, well, it didn't have holes unless you count the sea as a big hole, which I do.
Me too, of course.
It had a passing of the torch little baby.
To a little baby who will be in the Young Avengers, maybe?
Well, yeah, they'll do
a
it.
A Young Avengers is a 6-year-old?
They'll do it.
Really Young Avengers?
They'll do a battle world, and one of them will be from...
Yeah, it'll be, I'm T'Challa from... I mean, then, I'm baby T'Challa from...
My dad was T'Challa, like, and I am the new black.
Yeah.
And then we reset, and then it's like, why did they spend this much care?
Yeah, nobody cares about superhero movies anymore anyway. It's going to be awesome.
Everything's a Western now.
So, Agatha...
Pew, pew. It's still called Darkhold Diaries.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's very funny.
And it is part of Phase 5.
Okay.
It's speculated to come out on Halloween 2024, which if you're looking at your clock and your clock has the date on it, mm-hmm. you'll notice that date says December 2023.
Yeah.
Long wait.
Strike
all the irons gone.
Yeah. Because I think this is the funniest thing about the show is that there was like a brief 2-week window after the episode with the Agatha All Along song mm-hmm. happened in the TV show WandaVision where everybody was like, obviously we fucking love Catherine Hahn because mm-hmm. Catherine Hahn rocks.
Yes.
We're fans. And then... we love Agatha, funny character, funny song. She's a meme.
Then
we kind of got over it.
Yeah.
And then
it's
they were like,
oh, no, Agatha is a meme. It's great. She got up against Scarlet Witch. Oh, Scarlet Witch, she gonna appear in Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's true.
Sweet. I wonder if, that real good had nothing to do with
really
that
not
WandaVision. Huh?
It wasn't Agatha all along. It was Scarlet Witch all along.
And we kind of, I think as a people, as humanity, we moved on from Agatha.
It's very funny that I guess we know more about Agatha than Doctor Strange does.
Yeah, that's true.
Doctor Strange, who is like, I should probably be, across the... I mean,
he's with Klee right now.
Wong
should know about Agatha.
He should know about
Wong's
Agatha.
Maybe with...
Wong's an Avenger?
No, he was watching The Sopranos
with
Stephanie
or something.
Yeah.
Wong's too busy. He's
Wong's
got a lot
too busy
of he's got a lot
the
of
Sopranos.
HBO to catch up on.
Fair enough.
I gotta double check what Wong's up to.
We do love Wong. You know, like that's the thing. Pick fan favorite characters like Wong to give a TV show. Mm. It's really crazy to. I'm trying to imagine the guy who is excited for Agatha. Who still is waiting for this TV show, you know what I mean?
In Raya and the Last Dragon, Benedict Wong played Tong. And then the only movie role he had on either side of that was Wong. So he played Wong and...
Wong Tong Wong. That's awesome.
Yeah.
He
was on The Bill? He was on The Bill!
What was he doing on The Bill?
Playing two guys. He was on The Bill twice.
Were they twins?
No.
That's crazy, dude. Return Wong to his Bill fame. That's what I say.
Yeah, so the last time we saw him was She-Hulk. I just double-checked. Uh-huh. Wong's in What If, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
She-Hulk, that's the furthest in the timeline we've currently got.
So the timeline was in phase one to three was already kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they retroactively were like, oh, most of phase one happens in 1 week.
Yeah, it was very funny. That's so funny. Nick Fury, very busy.
Yeah.
One week for Nick Fury. It was like in the 90s, things were wild. We had like a space lady and aliens.
But that stuff was chill.
Then I got to look after a cat for far too long. I was scared of, but I looked after it.
Fucked up my
eyes.
In
1 week.
No, then he meets Iron Man and that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's all 1 week, isn't it?
Is it 1 week from Iron Man or is it 1 week from
Hulk is happening in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
In the background.
Okay, so maybe it's 1 week from Iron Man 2. Maybe
Hulk.
No, because isn't Thor happening at the same time?
Because
it's referenced in one of them where he's like, what's going down in Mexico is fuckity ducked or whatever.
Well, Tony meets General Ross in the end of Incredible Hulk.
Uh-huh.
And that is happening after Iron Man 2.
Okay.
And in Iron Man 1, Nick Fury is like,
you got to join the Avengers.
You got to join the Avengers. But then from there, he goes in Iron Man 2, Nick Fury is like, I got Black Widow to spy on you.
Oh, that's right.
You're garbage, so you're not Avengers material.
Yes.
And he's like, oh!
Dog.
And then
Whiplash has a bird.
Like a pirate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big
fish.
If Fury's big week starts with Iron Man. Shield monitors.
Iron Man 2?
Yeah. Shield monitors Bruce Banner, Tony Stark, and Jane Foster.
Okay.
Night one. Iron Man and...
Tony's night one. That's so funny.
Iron Man and War Machine fight at the mansion.
All right. Okay, so that's night one of...
Day two.
Oh, as in like... So War Machine takes the War Machine, as in...
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Rhodes takes the War Machine suit. He's like, we're having a fight. This suit is mine.
That's
Jesus.
What a funny scene.
My suit.
I don't know if you can do that. That is just robbing me.
That's just taking my... That's like you can be like, you know this jacket? Yeah. I'm having it.
It's my jacket. You're not responsible enough with your jacket.
But I like it. You have so many jackets. You can't wear two jackets at once.
You actually just can't do that. I could call the police right now.
There is so many fucking things that happen in this cunt's week.
Yeah. Because Thor arrives in that week too, right?
When Secret Thor Invasion happens,
Hulk happens, Iron Man 2 happens.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
So Hulk is set after Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
There's breaking news.
In the background.
The movies, it goes Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2.
That's true.
But I guess the MCU, they fucked it up straight off the bat.
Well, it's not really. It's just more about like, comic books do all the time where they sort of play around with time.
Yeah. Hey, did they say in one of the movies with Hulk in it where he basically is like, I used to look like Edward Norton? Is that like a thing where he like explains away Hulk 1 by being like, sometimes when I transform, there's like some throwaway line where he's like, I've gone through lots of changes or whatever.
What Hulk movie are you talking about?
It might be in Ragnarok maybe, or it could be in even the Avengers. Mm. There's some
like a throwaway line of like, oh, I thought you had blonde hair.
Yeah,
or
I thought
like
you looked different. He's like,
it
man.
Might be. Like a little throwaway guy.
That's
like
so
that.
Funny that back in the day, like, you could just get a recasting and nobody, like, whatever.
Well, yeah, and have with Terrence Howard and...
Yeah, but since, you know...
Has there anyone else been recast?
No.
That's what I mean.
And if they try and do it, people will hate it.
14 years of freaking Ezra Miller's The Flash. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so Agatha House of Darkness, spin-off.
House of Darkness.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Agatha Witch Times.
Agatha, the show Agatha.
Yeah.
Based off a character from WandaVision, spinning off from that show.
Mm-hmm.
Way too late.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We don't know much about it so far.
I saw a tweet.
Okay. And, great beginning.
And it was someone was like, these are the character actors.
Yeah.
I knew Zero.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
And then they were it was maybe next to like the animals they may or may not turn into, or maybe they're familiars and I didn't know what was going on. And I don't know if it was a thing, as in like this was part of the Agatha thing.
Yeah.
Or if it was someone being like, this is my fan casting for Animorphs. And then someone relabeled it as Agatha Comics.
Well, okay. It's probably in that. So, because that was like, this is going to be her coven, right? Yeah. Her coven of chaos. And they all can turn into animals.
Is
possibly.
That, is that. So there's a lot of assumptions we're making.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. She's got a coven. That's fair enough in the title.
Yeah.
And her coven now can turn into animals.
Well.
Now, I accepted this because I was like, okay. But what?
Witches can do that.
Witches tend to do, like, yeah, snake.
Bat.
That's a vamp.
Straight off the bat, we could talk about this tweet, or we could talk about the fact that in the official cast listing, Hulkling's in it, and he's playing Billy's boyfriend.
Yeah, because Hulkling's the fucking one of the fucking guys.
Young Avengers?
No, isn't Hulkling the... He's not got anything to do with the Hulk.
Use your words.
he's a Kree-Skrull hybrid.
Kree-Skrull hybrid from the Young Avengers, Hulkling.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't he magic-based in some way?
Wiccan's magic-based.
But they're boyfriends.
Yes. Teddy is his name. Hulkling's name is Teddy. Yeah.
And they... they're married in the comics.
Oh, that's nice. They're husbands.
Yes. Teddy is the now ruler of the... Kree-Skrull Empire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's labeled here as Emperor Hulkling.
I always think, man, what a
Dolric the Eighth.
Dolric?
Doric.
Okay. Still Doric. Stupid. Dolric is dumb.
Theodore Rufus Teddy Kaplan Altman.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be pissed off, though, if you were like a superhero and they gave you a name based on a superhero that already existed and had nothing to do with you? I would be so upset.
What, Hulkling?
Hulkling?
He called himself Hulkling.
What, that's stupid.
Because he was like, when they...
What is he like, I'm like the Hulk, but small?
This was like, I think it was disassembled when the Avengers were gone for a bit. And so then it was like, well, someone's got to come and protect the world. And so Iron Lad, a Kang, came and was like, well, I'll get some, like, you know, young
folk
together.
Get some guys together,
And so Teddy, who was like, he didn't know he was either Kree or Skrull, or at this point, I think he didn't even know he was an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just was like, whatever, I'm big and green like the Hulk. I'm Hulkling.
Lazy name.
And so it was like trying to get, I think, a bunch of young Avengers as if they were like the founding team of the Avengers. So you had like, Iron Lad instead of Iron Man. You had Hulkling instead of Hulk. And then you had Isaiah Bradley, I think.
Oh, yeah, for your Captain America.
Kid.
Yeah.
Captain America and a couple others.
I still think it's lazy.
It's a lazy name to give yourself. In universe, you're like, oh, he called him that. Yeah. But like the meta of it all, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
What's that fucked up Hulk kid's name? He's got a cool name.
Scar. Scar's awesome.
Yeah, that's what he should be called.
Hulk Hulkling. Landed on an alien planet and was like, for some reason, when I'm Hulk, I can breed with these people. That doesn't make sense. My Hulk-com is crazy.
Did that radiation be just running a number on my Hulk nuts?
Does that mean that he can't breed in Earth?
Well, maybe he can probably breed with a dog, honestly.
Because in Old Man Logan, are we addressing that or we skip it over it? I was going to skip over it. Because I'm going to skip over into incest territory. I'm sorry. But in my defense, Mark Millar did this first.
Yeah. I'm standing at that fucking... Like
meme where there's the guy at the crossroads.
No, I'm
incest,
that meme.
Hulk makes a dog pregnant. If Hulk can make an ape,
I'm scratching my head. Ooh.
I don't know if he can make a dog pregnant, but I would say he could make an ape pregnant.
Why?
Because
okay, cunts.
You.
You go to a completely alien planet.
Yeah.
Yes.
These people have no DNA. They did not come from the same root animal. They are not on the same evolutionary path as you.
Well, if you were to look at the Marvel Universe as if maybe all the humanoid life forms perhaps came from the Celestials making sweet love to a Celestial body.
Okay.
And that we have all, like, you know, we're basically the antibodies or whatever of that.
Well,
then there might be a common
element. In the Marvel Universe, every humanoid race came from the same Eve. Then fair enough. Whatever. But if they didn't, then Hulk could get a dog pregnant.
Just because it works for one doesn't mean it works for all.
But it works for something so alien to him.
He's got a point.
No.
No. Then,
like, if we're all
getting a fucking carrot pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
If we're all from the same celestial, like,
if you got a carrot pregnant, I'm not like, oh, this motherfucker could also impregnate the dog.
Why not?
Why not? It's time on. You've convinced me. But also, if we're like all like the Kree antibodies or the celestial antibodies or whatever, but that means like also everything else is part of like life.
You get a rock pregnant.
So yeah, right? Well, I don't know if a rock is alive.
We've invented pregnant. Pregnant moss. Mushroom.
Hulk there just like going to town on a fungi.
This is going to have my baby.
This Hulk, you're a mushroom.
You're a full-on menace, Hulk.
No, I know what
Hulk.
You mean. Like you
wait,
you have...
did Mark Millar write The Boys?
No, that was Garth Ennis.
Mm. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Because Tech Knight is this.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, he loved to make love to everything.
Yeah, Tech Knight. He's got a brain tumor. Spoilers for Gen V, I guess.
Does the brain tumor allow him to make dogs pregnant?
No.
He's not making anything pregnant. He just likes to have sex with anything that was inanimate objects.
I see.
And then he dies, but he dies because...
Does he die?
He does.
Oh, in the comics. Mm. He doesn't die in Gen V.
But he thinks that he saves the world by fucking a comet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But he doesn't save the world.
No, he just dies.
Because the comet doesn't... Well, there's no comet. He's just got a brain tumor. Yeah. Anyway, that's my spoiler of The Boys for everyone.
That's your spoiler of The Boys for this episode.
Yeah.
There's always one per episode.
I don't know.
Gifts.
It's not. That's not even in the fucking show.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Sometimes you just develop a strange. Yeah. You know, it happens.
I must have read it at one point, but it glossed over me. Like so much of like Garnus's writing.
Oh yeah.
Just like okay, but no. In Old Man Logan, one written by Mark Millar.
Yeah.
He Hulk make love to She-Hulk.
That's
and
right.
They have incest Hulks.
Yeah.
Don't fuck your cousin Hulk. And don't fuck your cousin Jackson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then they kill Logan's wife and kids.
Yeah. And then it doesn't later Logan raise a little inbred Hulk baby.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Comics are crazy. And Hulk could get a dog pregnant in either situation, really.
I don't.
He could get a dog pregnant.
No, he could get a dog pregnant.
No, okay, if a dog lapped up some, like, gamma juice.
No.
And then turned into,
a regular dog.
Like,
Show you're working.
Okay, so, let's imagine
Hulk's going to space.
Hulk can get the Sakaarians pregnant.
Yep.
Because, presumably, we all come from celestial, that's our beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Celestial seed, that seed's life. Mm-hmm. If Hulk can get something as alien as a Sakaarian pregnant, it's probably easier for him to get a dog pregnant in that situation.
In terms of genetics, would we have more in common with, they say, would Hulk have more in common with a dog?
Absolutely.
Or would Hulk have more in common with a Sakaar? But why, though?
I don't know. That's what the comics have shown us.
If we were to meet an alien, and presumably we have not been all birthed from like the celestials or whatever. Presumably, if we met an alien,
we would be so incompatible.
We would be so incompatible, and we would actually we would have more in common with, say, a dog.
A dog, exactly.
Raised on Earth.
Yeah.
And they would have more in common with a dog
alien dog
raised on wherever they're from.
Yeah.
But in the MCU, where it's like the gamma radiation and all of that, and it involves also like the one above all, the one below all, and like the green door and all of that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he does have more in common with an Earth dog or an alien woman.
Well, I think the fact that he got an alien woman pregnant at all,
it's impressive.
It opens up the doors for anything else.
What if it takes the fucking invincible approach where maybe just Hulk... Like, Viltrumites, the race that Omni-Man and Invincible are.
Yeah.
They can have sex with anything.
Yeah, their cum...
They could have sex with a dog.
Yeah, their cum is...
Get a dog pregnant?
Yeah. Because the whole thing with them is, like... Because they're like a near-perfect genetic
they
makeup.
They can just... They'll make up a difference, basically, yeah.
And whatever they...
The more compatible...
Becomes...
Yeah.
Basically, the way it works is the more compatible... To them, they are the stronger the kid is, but it doesn't matter. You can.
Well, that's probably how Hulk's cum's working, I would imagine.
To a bug woman, and then Mark gets a brother.
Brother, that's a bug.
That's cool.
But he looks more like, you know.
Yeah, he looks like a kid, but he's blue?
Purple?
Okay.
Purple.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit kid because he doesn't respect Earth.
Not at all.
Fair enough, dude. If I was a bug.
Isn't it like there's like a part in like the comic when they're growing up and he's like, he realizes like that his preference for like a person is more bug than like person?
Whoa. Yeah. He sort of does this thing where he's like, why do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then later on, I'm pretty sure he dates a bug. That's not a cockroach.
Yeah.
But
like an alien bug.
Yeah. Like a cockroach with a smart brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just some Invincible spoilers for you as well. Thanks, to go with your boys' spoilers.
Good stuff.
I will say that the Invincible ones are so mean nothing.
There's not really a spoiler. What is it? He's got a brother?
Bug brother.
Who cares?
Yeah. And the bug brother dates another bug.
Yeah. Honestly, that's less shocking than if the bug brother dated a person.
I can't remember from the comics if they try that, but
I think he did, but he's like, I kind of don't feel anything.
I'm a bug
guy. Mark maybe tries to set him up with someone, and he's just like, this human woman, yuck, give me a bug lady.
I need mandibles, baby.
Yeah.
And a carapace.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have either of those things. He just looks like a purple guy.
So he just got like a bug's sort of sexual attraction.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess like, you know, in the brain chemistry.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But Nolan fucked a bug and he has no bug in him.
Yeah, I think he just wanted something to like a quick gestation period.
Oh, okay. Well, I imagine, Hulk's got sort of a Viltrumite cum situation going on.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of then yes he could.
Yeah, he could get a dog pregnant. Fabulous stuff. So I think a good way to
all you needed to do was compare it to Invincible, and I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense. But instead you were claiming if he could just fuck an alien and get it pregnant, then therefore he could fuck anything and get it pregnant.
I still think that's true.
I kind of on your side ish.
Yeah.
I would say that there is no evidence to suggest either way. Like, he could be only capable to have sex with these people.
Why
could he only be capable of having sex with a completely alien species?
Unless that alien species was dipped in gamma.
Yeah. Or that alien species shared some DNA with humanity, then fair enough. Yeah. But if they don't...
Maybe they just share DNA with gamma. You can have DNA with radiation, yeah?
You should. Radiation's really bad for DNA.
Well, not for Hulk.
Well, not for Hulk. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, until he gets too empowered and becomes red or gray?
Red. Gray Hulk's when he sort of becomes a fixer for the mob.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe to think about Agatha is to think about the millions of names it's had and what they tell us about the show, i.e. Agatha Coven of Chaos means probably she'll have
some problems in the coven.
There'll be a coven. The coven will be full of chaos. Agatha Darkhold Diaries.
The Darkhold's
going to be part of it. Mm-hmm. Agatha All Along, that's a meme. We don't have to worry about that one.
not really.
It hasn't been that yet.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just people like, oh, that's what it's actually going to be
what it's
called.
But
that hasn't been announced yet.
I hope it's not.
And Agatha, here's my speculation.
Mm-hmm.
So Agatha House of Harkness is one of the potential names. So what if it's about Agatha opening like an evil witch school?
Mm-hmm.
And through that witch school, she's getting magic users from across the Marvel realm. Yes. And they come in. And it's a coven, and she's training them
chaos.
Or whatever. There's chaos in the fucking coven.
And then they use the Darkholm.
Could it be, are we like straight up, she's just evil from the word go?
No.
Or is it going to be like, I'm going to try and be good,
this
but
is gonna
because
be...
you are like a chaos witchy person, it's just like, you could never do good. So it's always going to be evil.
Is this, absolutely
is this
redemption
Agatha
story.
Trying to be like, I'm trying to do good, but I just can't.
100% redemption story. Lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel does not have the fucking nuts. to do a show about an evil character.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying she's going to start off evil and then she's going to redeem herself?
Yeah.
See, I think she's going to try and start off good and then it's going to go into, like, yes, evil.
Who's she fighting?
Mephisto.
Yeah, could be Mephisto.
It has recently come out that WandaVision had no plans to ever include Mephisto.
I know.
Which is so obvious when you think about it, but at the time everyone was like, Mephisto?
Mephisto?
People did that for Loki, Fly? Too. Mephisto?
Mephisto? Huh?
Is that what you got?
I don't know.
I can't imagine Marvel leaving a character evil. I can imagine them leaving it like maybe ambiguous, but
Loki they leave ambiguous a bunch.
No, don't. Not really.
Yeah,
he's
so
now
often,
a hero.
No, he's a hero now.
That's what we mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like every time when they left him for long chunks, they would
in
leave him as
maybe
a villain.
Avengers.
He's a villain at the end of Thor.
Yeah.
He's a villain at the end of Avengers.
Yeah.
He's
not a villain at the end of Thor 2.
He's dead.
Yeah. And isn't it like a noble sacrifice as well?
I can't remember.
I think
no
it
one
is.
Can remember.
No, he fakes his own death. He's a cunt at the end of Thor 2. Well, you think
doesn't he fall out the big time rainbow bridge
thing? No, that's the end of Thor 1.
Yeah.
Thor 2 ends with him faking his own death, and Thor's like, you're a good man, but Loki's stolen the throne.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's cunt.
Yeah, that's right, because the opens with... Yeah.
And then...
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, he's...
No, he tries to stab him again. Yeah, but at the end of that movie, it's meant to be like, they're buddies. He's just like... You know, sort of snarky.
At the end of Ragnarok, I think, is the first time he ends good.
And then he dies.
Yeah. Gets his head snapped clean off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then he's bad again when you see him in Endgame.
That's true.
Then he watches a movie about his life. And then he has...
His days of future past. Yeah.
He has 10 years of character development in five seconds. One movie. While watching a YouTube clip.
Very funny.
Loki best moments.
No, it's actually Loki's saddest. And then he's like, I got to change my whole thing.
I'm a good guy now.
Yeah.
And then he goes back in time.
Yeah.
He controls time slipping.
Yeah, then he's...
Now he's Yggdrasil.
Yeah, he sits on a big chair and now he's holding the universe together.
Multiverse together.
Yeah,
the multiverse is now a big tree.
Yggdrasil's the big tree.
Yeah.
Be a real shame if something happens to that tree. And maybe then we have a secret war.
Would be a shame.
Don't tell.
Who knows?
It's crazy to have one thread now. Like, as in they did it. There is one thing that is leading to Secret Wars now, sort of. But it also ends with Loki being in control, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not like he's like, oh, fuck, oh, shit, oh, piss.
A little bit.
Yeah, but then when he's sitting down, he's like, obviously I got to stay here, but I do have it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's like struggling once he's sitting.
No, but he's not in control. As in, he's not doing any machinations there. He's just holding it together.
Yeah, but he is holding it together.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like there's a hint in that thing that it's like, he does not have it.
He's going to slew her.
My hands are too sweaty.
He's so butterfingers.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah. So,
Kang Dynasty, this is unrelated, but got a new writer this week as well. So it's happening again.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's nice. Good to hear.
But yeah, but, I mean, other than Loki, and Loki... got the redemption arc.
Yeah.
So I think...
Well, they keep killing the villains.
Yeah. But I just don't think Agatha's going to get... I think it's going to be full redemption.
Well, she's also not really the villain of the first one. She's just stoking...
I don't think you could ever, with somebody as charismatic and funny as Catherine Hahn, do a thing where in the end...
Dude.
She suffers or whatever.
Dude, I wouldn't know.
Jim Carrey played Two-Face...
Nope.
The Riddler.
Yes,
and he's a funny, charismatic guy, and they made him suffer.
Hey, I stand corrected, dude. Fuck,
you can do fucking anything.
Well, Agatha has never, even a source material. Like, she's never really been a hero.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. She's always kind of either morally gray or just kind of looking after her own interests, or being kind of the secret of whatever. So I don't think it's going to be like a hero thing, but I think it's going to be more that morally gray.
The show is going to follow Wiccan and Hulkling, and they will fight Agatha at the end, and she'll get pushed through a portal, and then it'll be shown that she's okay, and she'll be like, drats. Maybe I should be good. Credits.
Or it'll be something like, Wiccan will be like, I need help.
And hey, where's my mom?
Yeah, and it'll be like, don't worry, come to me, Auntie Agatha. And she'll be like patting his head.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like close up of her eyes and they're like flame green. Whoa. Because evil.
She's got the Hulk in her.
She's got the Hulk.
Whoa.
Or just be like, I'll help you out. And then a wicked smile.
It's awesome that Wiccan and Hulkling are never going to be called either of those things in this.
No.
It'll be Billy and Teddy.
Are we getting Tommy? The speeder?
Not in the cast list.
Oh.
The cast list currently.
So it's going to be twins, but only one of them.
We did.
The cast list that I can find is as follows.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm not padding just so I can find
it. I know.
I believe you.
Agatha Harkness.
Yes. I know that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a witch.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Good call.
Rio Vidal, who is Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, okay.
Who that?
A witch in Harkness and...
A witch in Harkness? That sounds like...
Harkness's coven.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, it's because there's another name that I have never heard out loud or seen written down before. So I just abandoned trying to say
Fair enough. What's her name? Rio...
Rio Vidal.
Vidal.
Yeah.
V-I-D-A-L.
Okay.
She doesn't have a link to click, so I'm assuming not from Duh Comics.
No, from Duh Comics.
From Duh Comics.
Whoa. What hair?
Whoa.
Current alias is Contessa Vera Vidal.
Okay. Another like Contessa. The Onion.
Yeah, like The Onion. We've got Billy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's labeled
that's
as...
That's the Wiccan.
Yeah, that's Billy Kaplan. And then it says... So, Rio Vidal says a witch in Harkness's coven.
Yeah.
And then Billy Kaplan says a familiar.
Billy Kaplan is a familiar.
Yeah.
So someone is like... You Wiccan, know, most people you're have my like dog. A, have a yeah. cat or like a broom.
Yeah, maybe...
You know, like a flying
room.
Yeah.
Maybe
this one is like, I have a little boy.
Maybe they'll be doing like a weird, like, vampire's thrall thing where it's like, okay. Oh, he's my familiar, but he's like,
yeah. Okay.
Just like a little just a slave, boy. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we've got Lilia Calderoo. That is the name I avoided saying before. Okay. And when I looked at it longer, Calderoo, not that tricky.
Yeah.
Calderoo.
Another witch in the coven, I'm guessing.
450-year-old Sicilian witch and member of Harkness's coven whose skill is in divination.
Okay. All right. So maybe this is going to be like a bit of a, hey, I had a think.
Hey, yeah. I was a part of when we killed you or you killed me.
Yeah.
What happened? Agatha was...
Now you're going to do a horrible thing. We've got to remember WandaVision.
Agatha was too powerful, so all the other witches got together to suck her juice, but then she sucked their juice back.
Yeah.
Was she a Scarlet Witch?
No, she wants to be the Scarlet Witch, but she's not the Scarlet Witch. But she wanted to suck off the power of the Scarlet Witch, which would then... Because that was...
Uh-huh.
So WandaVision was entirely Wanda's fault.
Correct.
But the only thing that was not... Wanda's fault, and the only thing that was Agatha all along is that Agatha knew what was going on and was intentionally being mean
To make
so
it...
that Scarlet Witch would activate her Scarlet Witch powers and then Agatha would suck them off.
Yeah,
yeah, because she put all those runes in the sky.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, Scarlet Witch not in this?
Nah. Scarlet Witch not in this.
No.
Elizabeth Olsen maybe never in anything in
Elizabeth Olsen,
MCU again.
I had a bad time.
How
Elizabeth
did it
Olsen.
End with Agatha?
She gets, like, imprisoned or something.
Okay.
Don't they wipe her mind?
Maybe.
Doesn't Wanda do something fucked up with her?
Maybe Wanda does wipe her mind and Vision...
No,
and then Vision is white and goes up.
Yeah,
he's been up a while.
Yeah, where's he coming down?
He's just up there.
Vision goes space.
Vision goes in space.
So I guess either we're going to do what? Like, flashbacks? So we're going to get part of, like, is it going to be, like, a young Agatha? As in, like, when she was part of the coven, not quite, you know...
super powerful yet.
Super powerful or getting tied up to a stake.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I think we'll get...
I think we are going to play around with time.
Yeah.
Agatha gets stuck in her Agnes persona.
Okay.
She's got a what?
Sure.
All right.
You know how when she lives in fucking WandaVisionville?
Yeah.
WandaVille?
Yeah.
How everyone has fake names?
Yeah.
Well, hers is Agnes.
Okay, so she's going to stay Agnes?
Yeah, so she's...
Oh, that's right. I remember this. Yes.
So they
Wanda places magical runes like around the barrier that prevent Harkness from using magic and traps her in the Agnes.
Okay, so what will happen is some of her, like, either her new coven, not the coven that were like, we got to stop you, and she sucks them all off. This is the new coven maybe she had before she got into the WandaVision town.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we've come to save you.
Yep.
Because, you know, like... maybe divination was just like, oh, you know, you were meant to get the Scarlet Witch powers, but
you
didn't
or
it, so
whatever. Yeah. We've been able to tell that you're trapped.
Anyway,
here
we are. We need to do something.
Hey, Agatha House of Harkness, or Agatha All Along, or Agatha the Lady from the show.
Yeah, yes. Agatha Witch Times.
Yeah,
is good.
Oh, yeah.
And she's good because she's magic.
I'm aware.
You know
magic
what else?
Rules.
You know what would be good?
What?
Magic sheets.
But does such a thing exist?
Well, I know that you're sitting there being like, I wish I had magic sheets because temperature controlled sleep is one of the most important factors of getting a good night's sleep.
Uh-huh.
And my bed is full of bacteria.
Yeah.
And my bed is full of bacteria. And I wish both of these things would stop happening.
Yeah, bacteria causes like acne and allergies and stuff.
Yeah. And your bed can actually have more bacteria than a toilet seat.
And I wouldn't sleep on a toilet.
I think I have. Wouldn't recommend it. But
In what way?
Look.
No, don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
I've lived a life that has its highs and its lows.
Yeah. Would you say that's a low or like a mid-low? Yeah.
I think that's probably a mid-low.
Yeah,
which is.
So.
But
cool.
The highs are high.
The highs are high, buddy.
The highs of sleeping in some beautiful,
beautiful
sheets.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's where our good friends at Miracle Made come in because they have sheets that have self-cooling properties for a better quality sleep. Because they use silver-infused fabrics, which are inspired by NASA, the guys from space, yeah. to make
and
sure...
werewolf hunters.
Yeah,
and
that's
werewolf
true.
Hunters, yeah. They famously use silver, too. But these sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long.
Whoa!
You get a better sleep every...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken Earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Every night.
That's amazing.
That's exactly like what I would say if I slept with a witch.
Yeah. Well, they're self-cleaning.
Night, like a witch.
Yeah,
I guess.
Okay.
Or a cat.
Which means that...
And what does a witch often have?
A cat for an
Thank
off.
You.
Okay, it's relevant.
They stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors.
Like also a cat.
Now, based on what I said before about sleeping in the toilet, I would also just like to go on record and say I do change my bed sheets because I know that it's going to seem like I don't because of the lifestyle that all of you think I leave.
You did
leave, live,
lead,
lead.
You did say you slept on a toilet.
What?
That's your story.
Yeah, I know. And then I also did claim that was a mid low, not a low low.
Yes.
I know.
Okay,
I've lived my life.
Okay, all right.
I changed my bed sheets, but it would be awesome if I could change them 3 times less.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be nice.
And also, another just like big tick would be, what if they were comfy and luxurious and felt nicer than sheets from a 5-star hotel?
Oh my God.
I'd be like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Can they do that? Turns out they can, because Miracle Made offers just that. And if all of this is sounding great to you, go to trymiracle.com/baseless. That's trymiracle.com/BASELESS. Spelling is hard every week. Dude, try it today or give it to someone special this holiday season. Mm. And we've got a special deal just for you, our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo baseless, that's BASELESS.
E-S-S.
Yeah, so once again, that's BASELESS.
At checkout, you get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Yeah. Miracle is so confident in their product. It is backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Whoa.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless. I'm going to spell it again. BASELESS. And use the code baseless.
BASELESS.
To claim your 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/BASELESS. To treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season. Woo!
Whoa, baby!
That felt like magic, and now let's get back to more magic and talk the magic of the silver... Nope, the idiot box.
The idiot screen.
The bronze
screen? Not the idiot box.
The bronze box,
box
or the bronze idiot, screen. Idiot box.
The bronze idiot. Anyway, I think this show is going to open with like a scene that's very reminiscent of WandaVision, like we'll get Agatha in her Agnes persona in like a kind of TV sitcom setting, and all it will serve to do is remind us how good WandaVision is,
of course.
And be like, oh, well, the rest of the show is not as stylistically entertaining.
Oh, it may.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it might just do the same thing like the first episode did.
Yeah,
but I don't think we'll draw it on
drag on for this long.
But like, you know, the whole thing, like, you know, she's in the TV and she's like kind of trapped.
Yeah,
and then it might be, say, like Aubrey Plaza watching it and being like, we need to get out.
We gotta get Agnes out. Back.
It's funny. So it might be like the first episode would be like, you know, the breaking out of Agatha.
So almost like a heist. Yeah. Get the gang back together. We're going to need a clairvoyant. We're going to need someone who's good with the fire.
We're going to need one of Scarlet Witch's kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to need a Hulkling.
Yeah. It's pretty funny that this show seems like it's setting up for like a Scarlet Witch revenge scenario. Mm. Like Agnes is like, I got to get revenge on Scarlet Witch for putting me in this situation.
Well, she got.
But because Caitlin Olsen's...
Caitlin Olsen.
I mean, sorry.
Well, you could cast Caitlin Olsen.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think she's doing much. Always Sunny doesn't film all the time.
Yeah. Get her in. Why not?
What's she up to? Caitlin Olsen, let us know.
She did what? Always Sunny and the Mig? The Stigs? Not the Stig. Caitlin Olsen was the Stig.
Whoa!
I called it. I'm inside his ears.
Top Gear got cancelled recently because former English test captain and current host of Top Gear crashed his car and mashed his face.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah.
He said, I don't want to do this stunt, and they said, it'll be fine, and then it was not fine.
It was not fine, brother.
He's alive and fine. He just got hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, So Caitlin Olsen's got a lot of free time because she's no longer the Stig. She's in Champions, which feels like a movie where they were like, hey, remember The Ringer? Let's try that again in 2023.
Perfect.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, could it be like, I want revenge on Scarlet Witch? Oh, no, she dead? Damn.
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe I'll go get her kids instead.
Now, see, I think maybe the kids might be like an accidental byproduct of a spell.
Oh, okay.
Like a thing where they're trying to do a spell to like, or a ritual thing to break out Agatha. And as they do it, like Agatha is there, but then also like
the kids are there.
The kid is there, and they're like,
boom. Uh-oh, and then Agatha's like going to raise the kids?
Maybe.
Who's Brenda Quagmire?
Great question.
Because that's who Caitlin Olsen plays in Family Guy.
Quagmire's mom.
Quagmire's
wife.
Wife?
Quagmire's
sister?
Kid, sister? Cousin.
Oh, it might be sister. Quagmire has a sister.
Okay.
Anyway, I was trying to figure out, yes, submissive younger sister. I was trying to find out what Caitlin Olsen's up to.
Yeah.
Turns out Family Guy.
Okay, well, nice.
Maybe she could
go on you, Caitlin.
She could be his Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I think it could be maybe a plot point to be like, I'm going to get the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Aww. She's dead.
Aww. But then, like, do you want to know what the premise that they've released about the show is?
Sure.
No.
It's... well, don't listen, and I'll read it to the listeners.
Don't tell me.
Agatha Harkness finds herself powerless after breaking out of her containment in Westview, New Jersey.
Okay.
She looks to some unlikely allies to join her on a quest to regain her former powers.
Okay.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Also lying for sure. Like that'll happen in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I think as well, maybe the main goal will be getting the Darkhold. She's like, if I can get the Darkhold, then I'll get my powers back. Probably they'll go to, what is it called? Castlegore Mountain or whatever the fuck.
Well, the last time we saw it was with Doctor Strange.
Maybe we'll get cow people.
Whoa.
We could get a Wong cameo.
Could be Wong in this.
They could fight Wong. Could fight Vision.
Yeah.
Vision would kill them. Could fight Wong. Could fight Wong.
Yeah, they're not fighting Wong. They're fighting Klee?
Klee?
Klee!
Klee!
She comes out of a hole. Hey!
Klee-mio?
Yeah, a little Klee-mio. I reckon you could get Klee-mio in this because she's got something to do with the Dark Dimension. What is her connection?
It depends on what do we think the tone of this is going to be?
Well, it's made by the same person as WandaVision.
So basically...
the same as WandaVision?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit...
WandaVision's dark at points.
Yeah, will this be lighter than that?
No. I don't know. I think it is going to have like very similar vibes to WandaVision. It's going to be very similar. I guess it's probably going to be a bit darker. And I thought, the more I think about it, I'm like, maybe it'll be good.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be good.
The last time we saw Klee, she said, you caused an incursion and we're going to fix it. Unless you're afraid.
Do you reckon Charlize Theron knew what she was saying? I reckon no.
I don't reckon Charlize Theron knew what the fuck was going on. No, actually, Charlize Theron's played some fucked up roles.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron's like, more bullshit. I don't give a shit.
I'm not saying, like, anything else. I'm just saying, you reckon she's like, incursion? Okay.
All right. I don't need to ask what this is.
No, thank fucking Christ.
Hell yeah. That sounds like a trilogy or something happening in my future.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get that paycheck.
Who was it that played Elektra in the Elektra movie?
Jennifer Garner.
I saw a thing recently where they were like, Jennifer Garner was asked whether she'll come back for Deadpool 3, and she responded, what? What are you talking about? What do you mean? I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome if she just was like, I don't know, I don't remember making that movie. Or if she was like, well, don't talk to me. Of course I don't want to be in that movie.
If the question was, are you coming back for Deadpool 3?
Yeah.
Now, if you... I say, for example, are not doing that at all, because why would you, of course?
Yeah, of course.
So then there's no question of, like, the link between you have to make Deadpool and Elektra.
It's not happening.
That was how long ago?
Oh, dude. It was the like early
2000s. How much has Jennifer Garner gone on with her life and like everything else to be like, what?
And like, that was such a stinker of a movie too, that I'm sure she's like, I don't want to ever think about that movie. It's not on her mind.
So funny. The movie that kind of I made with my ex-husband.
I think what happened is that she wasn't ready for the question.
Yeah.
Because I've got the this is fresh off the fucking, this happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Collider asked her, Jennifer, an individual question just for you.
What?
Do you think that you were ever going to... Did you think you were ever going to wear the Elektra suit again?
Okay, so they made the connection.
And they've tried to, like...
Just kind of try to wheedle it out of
her. Hey, did you think you'd ever wear it again? Hoping she'd be like, yeah, it's been great. Fuck!
Yeah, yeah.
But her response was, I don't know what you're talking about. What could you mean? Collider then laughed and said, I'm hypothetically thinking you could be in the Deadpool sequel. Hypothetically. And then Jennifer Gardner said, not that I'm aware of.
So
if you're not aware of like Elektra's like connection with, say, you know, Deadpool, Marvel property or whatever, that's like so like not even on your radar.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the response you'd give. You're like, what?
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
What could you be talking about now?
What is she promoting? I'm assuming something film.
Nothing to do with fucking superheroes.
Not a superhero film, right? So she's like, oh yeah, promoting this thing.
They're like, you're gonna be in Deadpool 3?
How is it like wearing the Elektra costume? The fuck you talking about?
I did
it. That was in 2004 or something. Why are you asking me now? I can't remember.
That was many years ago.
Yeah.
It did not do well. I've grown
since then. You hated it. You hated it. Potentially promoting Family Switch.
Oh, okay.
A McGee comedy film starring Jennifer Garner and Enda Helms.
Okay.
Where they...
Look, I just don't think, I do
why does
not
this
think
look like it's got a fucking...
superhero comics are on her mind
not at all.
In any way,
Plus,
shape, or form.
In that situation where you are coming back for Deadpool 3, it will be to be mocked. You know what I mean? It's not like you'd be coming back to, but you'd be there so Deadpool can be like, let's stay out of this universe. Gross. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. You know?
I mean, like, too, I do wonder to, like, the actors involved, like, a lot of the people that are involved in, like, all the different projects. And, like, say, for example, Jennifer Garner, who's, like, ex-husband was Daredevil and then Batman. It's like, if you don't care, it's another superhero film to be like, oh, yeah, they're part of the same.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought it was weird they got Daredevil and then he's playing Batman. Whatever.
Whatever. I don't know. It means nothing to me.
He's like, what's his name? The other Batman who's like, who are you playing in this? Batman. I don't know.
I'm Batman.
Who are you playing in the Morbius thing?
Yeah, I'm Batman.
Batman. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm Michael Keaton and I think I'm Batman.
Yeah, man. All right. We got any big swings? Come on, boys.
Let's see.
It's movie time.
Wow. Well, no, it's TV time.
TV time.
So you got Aubrey Plaza playing some witch.
Yeah, some fucking witch.
Last time she was in a Marvel property, she was playing the Shadow King in Legion.
Spoilers for Legion.
Let's say that
she's playing the same character.
The Shadow King again.
Actually, that's not... that bold of, like, it's bold,
yeah,
but it's not like totally impossible because like they own that now, so
they could do it. And hey, why not hitch your property to a much more beloved property?
Look, I liked it.
I think critically, people liked
the first season
and the second one.
Yeah. No, I think the second one it fell off a cliff, and then the third one was weird, so it won some people over. I think second people were like
the air, like it. Look, it's a very good series. Highly recommend it.
Yeah,
I do love.
I like Noah
Hawley.
He
did a good job.
What's
his
Alien TV show coming out?
Yeah,
isn't it a movie?
No, he's doing like what he's doing with Fargo, but with Alien.
You know, Fargo
season five with
out.
Fucking Johnny Hamm.
It's already out, like
it's
three
out.
Episodes. Yeah.
I haven't seen season three.
You don't need to.
Four. I haven't seen season four.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. It's an anthology. Yeah. I know how it works.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure Noah Hawley's doing an alien anthology too, which sounds fucking baller.
Do you want me to find out right here, right now on air and see if you're excited?
Break my heart.
See if you're excited for something
break
that doesn't exist.
Break my heart or bust my balls, dude.
I know when Fox still controlled the Fantastic Four, he was going to do like a Doctor Doom script or something.
That's cool.
And it's like, well, I guess that's not happening.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jackson's right.
Well,
Jackson's semi-right.
Jackson's semi-right, me mostly wrong. It is a TV series.
Yeah.
It's not an anthology.
Fuck.
It's a prequel set 3 decades before the 1979 film Alien.
Okay. Still sounds good. Still excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My Swing for the Fence, She-Hulk cameo.
What about boy, bad hair?
Oh, Scar? Could be in it.
Well, that's it. You got Teddy in it. So there's definitely like Kree Skrull bullshit.
Yeah.
And if he's playing the Emperor, is this going to be alternate or? Yeah. Okay. Teddy. He's going to be from like an alternate universe.
Yeah.
I think we're getting more holes, boys.
Yeah. I think it's more holes.
Open damn holes.
Yeah, you're right. I think we're getting like. I reckon it might be, you know, the help from unlikely sources.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, maybe, fucking, could they, you know how Paul Bettany was just like, oh, I get to work with an actor I've wanted to do the whole time, and it was himself. Could they be doing this thing that's like, oh, help from unlikely sources, as in another you from a different dimension.
Whoa, so like a kind of council of
Agathas.
And what if her coven is just her?
Of Agathas.
Could be.
I thought when you were going down the Kree Skrull thing that you were going to be like, oh, could it tie into the Marvels? And I was like, they haven't filmed this yet. They're going to tie fucking jack shit to that.
They're going to tie it all into Secret Invasion.
Oh, yeah. Secret Invasion. Another thing that no one saw.
A beloved. Yeah. And like, look, of the three people that saw both, well, of the one person that saw both, right?
Yeah, I saw all of Secret Invasion. I saw.
It was on in the room I was in.
I actively watched it.
That's grim, bro. That's grim stuff. Yeah.
Did they connect?
No.
Oh, wow, crazy.
Nick Fury felt like a different guy in the Marvels.
If you told me that
Secret Invasion happened after the Marvels, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But also, not really.
No, that would make more sense.
Because the Skrulls go to Thor Town?
No.
Because the Skrulls...
Oh, wait, did they mention that Skrulls aren't...
No.
No, they don't. Yeah, I think maybe Secret Invasion does happen after that.
No, because...
But it would be weird in Secret Invasion for them not to mention the Skrulls.
Because in the start of Secret Invasion, Nick Fury, he leaves his job that he's currently got in the Marvels.
But at the end of Secret Invasion, he gets
the job again.
And you would think in Secret Invasion, if it happened after the Marvels, they would at some point mention the new Asgard Skrulls who have their own little community. You would imagine. They're not connected. That's okay. None of them are. That's all right. More fool us for trying to find the connection anymore.
You know what? I think Secret Invasion, if you look into it, actually it was in a different universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Emilia Clarke gets Captain Marvel powers in Secret Invasion, which means that she would also be body swapping with them because it's not connected to the bracelet for some reason. It's connected
to light powers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which are connected to the Hull.
Yeah. Hull's so important,
which is because the Hull was in the universe.
Yeah. Actually, why were they swapping powers in the Marvels?
Because
the light. Yeah.
No, I know why.
No.
So, evil Hammer Girl.
Yep.
She had one of the bracelets.
Yeah.
She then used that bracelet to open a fucking kooky portal.
Yeah.
Through the regular portal system.
Yeah.
But because it was fucko mode,
mm-hmm.
And she did it at the same time as. A photon touched the hole.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel was doing nothing.
And
she did it with the bracelet that Ms. Marvel had.
Yeah.
It linked them.
But it should have also linked the Hammer Lady then too, surely.
Absolutely.
Well, no, because the Hammer Lady, she don't have light powers.
And she didn't have the bracelet on. She wasn't wearing. Oh, yes, she was. But she didn't use the powers of the bracelet.
No, that's how she opened the hole.
Yeah, she should have been connected.
Imagine that. You're trying to fight someone, but they keep swapping with you.
They keep swapping to your family.
Like, look. that one change.
Yeah.
That you incorporate the, like, the your villain.
Yeah.
Is part of your, like, weird swap. That one change would have made at least a more interesting
It's
film.
A way funnier scene for her to end up in Kamala Khan's house with her
just
family.
Go to hit them with the with hammer, but every time they swap back because they're also
she's
using their bells.
The wrong thing. She swaps back into her own spaceship and hammers her console.
That's funny.
That's funny.
She hates it. She's so angry.
Wow. Like that one very simple change would have... Yeah, like a lot of kick on for at least a better film.
Then Ms. Marvel has to take off the bracelet because then she's not connected, so then she beats the shit out of the villain.
Yeah, exactly.
She's and not then it's
writing
like,
movies is easy.
Yeah.
And because the whole thing where they, like, that little montage to, was it the Boosty Boys?
Yeah.
With a little montage that just doesn't happen because they just thought of risk.
don't bring her here.
Or they do it because then they can try and get to where she is, but then she's here, so they're gonna like, all right, we're gonna try.
They're like, oh no, she's opening a hole.
You have
a comedic
scene where they're like, here's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
We'll use our powers and we're gonna get ready to punch and shoot you.
Yeah.
But use your powers and then we will hit her because she'll be there. Then she's taking off the bracelet or something. Go! And they just beat the shit out of her.
Or it's the kind of thing like, okay, cool. So what's gonna happen is we're gonna switch powers. All right, Captain Marvel, you're going to go where she is and you're going to, like, do shit there.
Yeah.
While me and, like, Ms. Marvel, we're going to tackle, Hammer Lady. They do that, but then, like, Ms. Marvel, she's where Hammer Lady was. And it's like, I'm not prepared for this.
Dude, what a movie.
What a film.
We pitched a much better the Marvels just then.
I reckon that this, a pretty big swing for this would be that it doesn't come out.
Oh, okay.
Because people, the messy way that they're marketing this is, I think, apparently intentional.
Yeah.
But it lines up with how messy everything has been, so it just makes them look messy.
Because the name changes. They're all like, oh, they haven't settled on a name. But maybe it's like, no, it's intentional.
Intentional, what does that mean?
Well, this is maybe then it's like, well, there's portals involved and maybe we're all there's a different
universes.
And it's that and mixed with the fact that it's like, oh, it was Agatha changing them all along, like the meme that everyone forgot about.
But it's so funny
because that song
so
is in one fucking episode, but then the next episode it shows that it wasn't her all along.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they fucked their own ass.
They truly did.
Impressive.
They truly fucked their own ass on that one.
Yeah.
It's just so funny to turn.
They're gonna have a Wong fight. That's my thing. I think Wong is the character that because you got to have a cameo from someone else in this that makes the timeline even more confusing. Yeah. It's Wong, baby.
Probably, the connective tissue with this is going to be Wong because he's been in a lot of the other TV series, and he is the current. Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah,
so
he's also
makes sense.
Been in all of the magic TV shows.
Yeah, and this is all magic bullshit.
Seeing Moon. I almost said Moon Elf. That's not what I meant.
Close enough.
Moon Knight.
He's not in Moon Elf, no.
I suspect.
Oscar Isaac? Where's Moon Knight?
Where's Moon Elf, dude? No one knows. I suspect that it will come out. This is a TV show, right?
Yeah.
So I suspect it will come out that this was initially going to be a special presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you watch it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is a very clearly 50-minute special that's been stretched into like six episodes.
Like six episodes. Do we know the length? Because like they're 20 minutes, six episodes.
Yeah.
It's not six episodes. It's nine.
Yeah.
Nine episodes.
I think definitely this began its life. Because honestly, I feel like that would be smart. If they're like, every Halloween, we do a fun little spooky Marvel show. We did Werewolf by Night. The previous time, we're doing an Agatha Harkness one.
And we're definitely seeing those characters.
Oh, yeah. Man-Thing's coming back, dude. I hope he doesn't. Honestly, Man-Thing, stay away. I did hear that an Elsa Blood Moon or Bloodstone, whatever the fuck her name is, the TV show about her is going to come out.
Oh, of course. Everyone's clamoring for it.
It's awesome to see, like, on one side, Disney being like, right, stop releasing movies. Okay, we need to fucking take a break. Bob Iger is saying, as he always loves to say and has said for, like, the last 6 years, we're going to focus on quality rather than quantity.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. No one's saying the opposite.
Yeah.
No, like, Disney's going to focus on quality rather than quantity. You're going to get a lot of shows, but they'll suck shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... They on one hand, they're like, we're stopping. We're just taking a break. But on the other hand, still shows are just getting announced like fucking crazy.
They're not. They've quietly... They haven't announced anything new. And they've quietly, like, because this has been announced since WandaVision came
out. Yeah. And but I think the Elsa Bloodstone, I guess that's just a rumor too. Yeah. But yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, because if anything, they're sort of canning stuff, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they're canning anything or they're just like, it'll come out later.
Yeah.
Where's Ironheart? That's done.
Yeah.
Isn't Armor Wars also mostly done?
No, Armor Wars has been missing for a long time.
Yeah.
Armor Wars just vanished.
We filmed it, but we left a lens cap on. So you understand.
A bird took the footage.
I don't know if that one was filmed or not. I know Ironheart's done.
Yeah.
I thought maybe
Echo's also done. Yeah. And the Echo's been done for a year.
A bird took that one.
A bird took it, dude. I mean,
we found the nest, though.
There's a real
Daredevil,
coming back.
Daredevil born again. A bird did A bird took all the stuff they'd filmed and also the entire cast and crew.
Yeah.
Well, not cast. The entire crew.
The entire crew gone.
And the bird left a new showrunner, I think.
Yeah, laid an egg and a new showrunner came out.
Okay. Okay,
this
Marvel.
Bird giveth and taketh away.
Huh.
What else was there? There's others. Oh, I mean, Captain America 4. I think we said this before.
Oh, yeah.
That was done, but then they showed it to people and they were like, this stinks.
Yeah, this is really bad.
And they're like, that's okay. We just need to fix up three or four major set pieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is the whole fucking
easy,
movie.
Dude. Easy stuff.
Yeah, we've got to fix three or four major set pieces about runtime. I reckon about 120 odd minutes after editing. So the whole movie.
Easy.
The whole movie.
Easy stuff.
If three set pieces in a Marvel movie have to change, that realistically is an hour of them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's huge. Yes. So many of the movies you see these days are just like three, like,
well, yeah,
that's
three
the movie.
Set pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones I don't like.
Me neither.
The Marvels does that.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is set piece one, this is set piece two, this is set piece three.
And we're just going to swap between them for the movie.
Wow. Yeah.
We're getting another Thor. That was sort of announced.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I think it was just announced that, like, come back. Yeah.
I think what they're doing
Taika
is this.
Waititi, man. This, what happened to that guy?
He cashed in a paycheck.
Yeah.
He cashed in a paycheck. He got big. His certain brand of comedy evolved. He got more abrasively annoying.
Yeah.
Which clashed with him also being more,
like,
more eyes on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. He had lots of annoying stuff come out during the filming of Thor Love and Thunder that made him annoying.
Yeah.
That's our thing. And now because he's at the point of his career where he's putting himself, so much of himself, in every movie, like, he has a style.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, he always has, but it's like more aggressively, like, this is Taika Waititi style now. People hate him as a man and therefore they hate his movies because they're like, this reminds me of that guy I hate.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I still like his sort of independent stuff. But didn't he come out and was like, I make a lot of, like, independent stuff in New Zealand and I like doing it, but I make nothing. And then I got someone was like Thor.
Yeah,
like,
but Next Goal Wins apparently eats shit as well. So
yeah, Next Goal Wins is crazy. But also, there was that, like, interview with him recently where he's like, I'm going to make it. He's like talking about his Star Wars film as if that's ever coming out.
No.
But he's like, yeah, man, people are going to fucking hate that movie.
Yeah,
and it's weird because your brand was never, like, edgy, pushing the envelope. Your brand was, like, these really sweet,
silly.
Nice,
it was silly.
Silly movie. So, like, I don't know when,
like,
he made this pivot.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
he made this weird pivot to being like, I'm making films that piss people off. But
that's
never your brand. It's so weird.
That's part of the, like, being annoying thing that happened where he did this weird pivot of being, like, weirdo to, like, kind of like, I'm on the front foot. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, where'd this come from? But also Taika Waititi, fuck you.
Because you know, Ricky Baker, that stuff was
great. Hot for the World of People, I loved. What We Do in the Shadows, I loved.
Then, yeah, like,
Boy,
great. Ragnarok came out and everyone was like, this
was
really good. It's kind of like, you know, it does change the tone.
Yeah.
Thor really fits well with this. Mm. And then, yeah, after that, it just was like,
what if we made one of the worst superhero movies of all time?
Our Flag Means Death was fine.
Yeah,
but it's
people
also
really
come
that
out a lot that Taika Waititi slapped his name on it and didn't really have anything
to
do
really?
With
I didn't
the
know
scene
that.
Stuff.
Okay.
Because
I think he, again, now has a reputation of being very annoying to work with.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
That's a shame, because I quite liked it.
I think what happened is,
and it's fine, it happens to most people, they went to Hollywood and their brain exploded.
That does seem right.
You can't be around that many freaks and fucking
that much cashola.
Yeah.
You know?
So many just, like, truly vile people and leave normal.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like there was some, like, media that like really helped tell this story about how like absolute power corrupt absolutely.
Nobody's done that yet.
Like that.
Yeah.
And I just coined.
Yeah.
It'll catch on.
Maybe. If you're lucky.
Maybe. Yeah.
I could workshop it.
Thanks, yeah. man. Thanks, man. I'll have
if you're really powerful, you're going to be a bad guy.
Strong guys come bad.
with great absolute power. Come strong.
I like to imagine Uncle Ben saying this to Peter. Yeah. Peter's like looking at his watch, like,
dude, are you gonna fucking die or not?
Shut up, Peter.
Hang on. With great absolute power,
strong guys come back.
I save you from that media.
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna try again. Die, old man.
Oh. Pete, you've killed me with your kind, but rude words. I even fucked that up. You're right. I should die.
Oh, swing for the fence.
Yeah, oh, we're back.
This will somehow incorporate vampire and Blade.
Okay. Fuck, man. If the first time we see Blade is in Agatha. That would rock.
That would make anyone that was excited to see Blade no longer see Blade, I believe.
I don't think anyone's excited to see Blade.
Well, if they come out and they say Blade's rated R, everyone's going to be like, whoa, finally,
if they say
comic book movie for me.
If they say Blade is part of the Marvel spotlight?
Yeah, I don't know.
The bad boy Marvel.
Marvel
Max,
but now it's on
television.
Echo's part of that.
Yeah. But if they come out and they say, that's what we're doing with Blade, that would get people hype again, I think.
Crazy they're doing Echo. Like, I mean, that the character Echo did not make a splash at all. Yeah.
And also, apparently, maybe Echo isn't even a sequel to Hawkeye. Because it's part of the Spotlight series, and their whole thing was like, hey, it's for people that don't want to watch the entire Infinity Saga to know what's going on. It's not connected. They're just like loose stories.
Okay.
But you can't do that because if you're using the same Kingpin, he now has been shot in the head.
Yeah.
And...
Well, he got better.
Yeah, but like you have to... And also like Kingpin killed Echo's family?
Yeah. That's easy.
And
he can incorporate that into the show.
He's got... He's wearing a fetching hat.
Yeah, yeah.
That covers up his wound.
Exactly.
Or he's not, and you don't think about it.
It's
and
then it's
like, also feel like that fucking
Echo is basic,
Echo and Dead, not Deadpool. Not
Daredevil.
Deadpool. Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
Echo and Deadpool.
I know these characters.
Don't they have, like, they have... interactions in that, so I don't know. Look, hey, maybe you can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make a sequel show and say, actually, no, it's not a sequel.
They take the like approach of just comic books, where it's just like, look, from now, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about what came before, shush.
From now, this is good.
Do you reckon Blade will do that, or it'll be a continuation of what's his name finding the Ebony Blade in Eternals?
I reckon you'll have... Yes, the answer will be yes. You'll have some properties where clearly it is, and some where you're like, I don't think this is.
Absolutely. I don't think Marvel's going to keep introducing new names like Marvel Spotlight to try and differentiate them, and it's going to become even more confusing.
Yeah. It's going to be very...
It's going to go comic book.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be very... That's the whole, like, I don't think this is the same Nick Fury that was in the Secret Invasion and this was in... We're going to have, like, the MCU where there is a big Marvel baby in the ocean, and there's going to be an MCU where there is not.
Yeah.
You'll be watching Nick Fury be like, is this Nick Fury from Marvel Spotlight, from Marvel Go, from Marvel Power Town,
Marvel Big Baby?
Marvel After Dark.
Marvel, you can take this one to the bank.
Yeah.
You got to start releasing alternative cuts to your movies that are made for people that haven't seen all 35 other properties.
Okay.
And you release two cuts. The fuckhead sequel cut where you suck and you've seen all of them.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Chad cut where it's like, this is your first experience with a comic book movie.
We're
trying really hard to make sure you like it, but we understand you probably won't.
You know how people do
so
that?
So there'll be like a little bit more exposition at points.
Yeah.
And also just cut out any stupid shit that's
happened. Dude. Yeah. No Clemios.
No Clemios.
The Marble Baby's gone.
Yeah. Marble Baby. Vampires. We're not a horror film. Shut up.
It's so funny to imagine in the Eternals, the Marble Baby comes out of the ocean and then just disappears.
Just a big thumb comes from the sky and puts it back
Monty
there.
Monty Python style. Yeah. Foot squashes it.
Well, Ashram, whatever.
Arisharam,
the big celestial is like, I've come to suck off all the Eternals and push that baby back into the earth.
You didn't see me do it, but I did do it. You know that like people will do the thing where they get like, oh, I took all of the prequel trilogy of Star Wars and made it one movie. Somebody should do that with all of the MCU.
Make it like a
just
very
cut
tight,
it down to like a tight 90 minutes.
Yeah. 90 minutes? Turn every property.
Yeah, okay, turn the 34 Marvel movies into like 90. 8 fucking TV shows.
You know they could do?
Tight 90-minute film.
A very easy one. Just a thinking about the Marvel baby. Is to be like, oh, it's no longer there because when Spider-Man wished that no one knew his name, he also wished.
He wished away the Marvel
baby. He wished away that big baby. So don't worry about it.
The big baby knew Spider-Man's name but couldn't come back because Spider-Man's wish to anyone who knew his name to forget. Go away.
But because the Celestial was marble, its brain couldn't get changed because it was so locked in.
So it had
there was no plastic.
It's gone.
So it went away. It's gone now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Sprite never got hit in the head with a rock.
Correct.
What? Now I'm mad.
Yeah, but don't worry. Star Fox is going to return.
Okay. Thank God. What about Pip the Troll?
Oh yeah. They're going to be two of him now.
That's awesome.
Pips the Trolls. Anyway, Agatha Coven of
House of Guys.
All along.
It's going to be good, and I can't wait. Yeah. And that 1 minute and 14 second teaser that we saw that was filmed off some guy's TV or whatever was very, very informative. And as you can tell, this episode's good because of
it got us pumped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
We love the movies.
We love the movies.
Don't forget it.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.